Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture. We are here outside the Wells Fargo Center to give you Stand and Deliver ups and downs, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, I do apologize. Where are my manners? It was, of course, Stand and Deliver. What do you all make of the show? You like that show?
Trick.
Let's get it.
Whoop that trick. I like it. Whoop that trick. I need it. Whoop that trick. Oh, yeah, man.
Before we get there, though, we have to start the show off, though, with the tag team title match. It was Axiom and Nathan Fraser taking on the Wolf Dogs. A fantastic, good opener, wasn't it? That was fantastic.
Fantastic match. Fantastic match.
I love the team of Bron Breakker and Baron Corbin and Axiom and Nathan Fraser. It was the perfect mix, I suppose. It was the big lads basing on taking on the quick high flyers. They did a huge dive onto the champions to start. Some nice near falls, super kicks to the Wolf Dogs. Got a near fall for Axiom and Nathan Fraser. There was a super Spanish fly, ladies and gentlemen. And hey, let's hear some love for a Baron Corbin splash off the top. You do not see that very often. But in the end of days to Axiom. God damn, Baron Corbin was unbelievable yet again in this team. But Bron Breakker speared Nathan Fraser out of his goddamn shoes. Oh my God. 1, 2, 3. The Wolf Dogs retain, ladies and gentlemen. And I think on analysis, that doesn't just get an up. That gets a golden up! Yeah, I think you can probably guess where this is going. I do apologise to Simon Miller and his ups and down ratings. But anyway, moving on. The big lads came to town. It was Obafemi versus Josh Briggs. Okay. Versus Dijak. I thought Dijak was going to win it at one point. This was, I mean, the story of this match is one word. And that word is meat, ladies and gentlemen. Meat. There was a bit early on where Briggs grabbed Dijak and threw him from the top to the outside to Obafemi, who was slumped in a chair. That was unbelievable. Briggs kicked out of a choke slam at one. What did we make of that? Because it seemed people were pissed off by a kick out of one. I was fine by it. Yeah. What? Thank you very much. What do we think of Dijak Canadian Destroyer, though? Oh! He's not even Canadian. It's a good point. It looked like Dijak had it won. He hit a couple of Feast Your Eyes, but Briggs pulled out the ref. What do we think of Josh Briggs when he did that? Josh Briggs' ass. Josh Briggs is... Let's hear that. Sorry, let's give the detailed analysis of Josh Briggs again.
Yo, Josh Briggs' ass.
Okay. Obafemi at one point put Dijak on his shoulders when Dijak had Josh Briggs on his shoulder. He's a freak. Obafemi is an absolute freak. He's a hoss. He's a beast. This was all about meat. But in the end, it looked like Dijak had the match won. He hit Feast Your Eyes on Briggs, but then Oba choke bombed Dijak onto Briggs. He gets the 1, 2, 3. Obafemi is still your North American champion, ladies and gentlemen. And with that hoss battle, with that amount of meat in the ring, I can't just give it an up, I'm afraid. I can't. I got to give it a golden up! Then we got the 3-on-3. It was Kiana James, Izzy Dame, and JC Jane versus Fallon Henley, Kalani Jordan, and Thea Hayloff. Chase you! This was a fun match. There's still a chance for Thea Hale and Riley Osborne in my party. He caught her on a dive. You're telling me there's a chance still there. Kalani Jordan, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it for Kalani Jordan. She is a future star without question. Thea Hale finally got down with it with JC Jane. And she done it a suck it. She done it a suck it. It looked like Jasmine Hicks was going to help the heels win. But in the end, Thea Hale countered Izzy Dame, got the Kimura, and got the submission victory for the team representing Chase Yu. And you know my love for Chase Yu, which means as a result of that, this match doesn't get an up. It gets a golden up! Hey, we heard from Ava. She hasn't got the surname. She's The Rock's daughter and the general manager of NXT, of course. But we are getting an NXT Women's North American title. About time, it looks good. And Julia was there. Are we excited for Julia? Very excited to see what happens. That sort of led into the next match for the Women's Championship even. It was Lyra Valkyria versus Roxanne Perez. Yeah. Say again.
I had a prediction. When I saw Lyra Valkyria wearing the white boots, you know what came to my mind?
What's that?
Triple H, WrestleMania 20.
Yeah.
So I knew she was going to tap out to a crossface.
That
wasn't a prediction. It was a spoiler.
It's a hell of a show. I didn't pick up on that.
You know what else is a WrestleMania 20 throwback?
What's that?
Richmond Guernsey. Look at the hard cam on WrestleMania 20. You see two blokes wearing this. Australia represent. Yellow and black.
Yeah.
I love this. Yeah, despite everything that Roxanne Perez has done, she was by far the more over and more beloved person in this title match, wasn't she? She targeted the injured arm. Lyra Valkyrie was getting destroyed early on. She got a flurry of offense in, but then she was going for a suplex. The arm gave out. There was a slap exchange on the top rope, a DDT on the outside. Pop Rocks got a two count for Roxanne Perez. She almost snapped her arm on that exposed turnbuckle. Tatum Paxley appeared. She got bumped by Lyra Valkyria. There was a great near fall exchange. But in the end, Poison Rana, Pop Rocks, Roxanne Perez gets the submission victory. She is yet again your NXT Women's Champion. Say again.
She deserves it. She deserves it.
It's good.
She deserves it.
She never lost the title, to be fair. She never lost it. It's a good point. And as a result of that, you know what that match gets? Not just an up. It gets a golden up!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh. I'm going to bring in someone to help me with this. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Michael Hamflet! Good to see you, mate.
How are you doing, mate? How are you doing with this?
How's your week going so far?
I finished the story. Matt Reigns is my best friend now.
That's lovely. That is lovely to see. Next up. Next up. Thank you very much. It was the world title match.
It was. How are you?
We've not even got to night one of Mania yet. But we have to talk about the world title match.
You do have to talk about it, Wilborn.
It was...
Can you talk about it?
It's kind of hard for me, to be honest. It was Ilya Dragunov versus Tony D'Angelo. Let's hear it for Tony. The Sopranos entrance and everything.
Oh my God, the Sopranos entrance. It was disgusting thievery.
And he was wearing white.
He was. He looked great in white. We thought that was going to be enough, didn't we?
Yeah, and the Dragunov injured hands. My notes may have been slightly biased here. My notes simply read, Tony kicked his ass.
He kicked his ass.
Yeah. I feel like... I feel like there's been a disgusting rumor, ladies and gentlemen. I want to clear the air, because I feel like this has been clarified after Wale Mania. Shout out to Wale, as always. There was some preposterous suggestion that Stax and I look alike. We've ruled that out. No chance. Stax was involved in the match, I should say. Tony D'Angelo rejected the offer of the knucks, though. There was a huge belly-to-belly off the top. They cleared the table together. That was awesome. Torpedo Moscow put him through the table. Tony kicked out.
That was when we thought
maybe there was a chance. There was a curb stomp on the right. You know what? I can't. Do you want to wrap up what happened in the match? I'm going to compose myself.
You've done this a lot on these podcasts in the past. It's quite, you know, I'm mostly on holiday here. And it's like, I want to apologise to all of you guys, first and foremost, not least you watching on there, for like... Just Wilborn, just leaving the job. It's very, very odd. It's WrestleMania weekend. I'm trying to have a holiday. And like... Hey, Stax! It's Stax! How's it going, Stax? Oh, how are you doing, Stax?
We're not too good, to be honest, Amp. We're not happy about that, hey.
You were?
Let's hear it for Tony, all right, guys?
Stax, you put... You gave him the knuckles and he didn't want them.
He's the boss for a goddamn reason, so I can't. Hey, you know that dragon? I like that dragon up guy. I gotta say this, okay? Let me get this straight. He's Russian, right?
Yeah.
He's Russian, okay?
Where's this going?
One quick question for you. Just the one. Why do Russian girls not like small appendages down there, if you know what I mean?
Sitch? Right. Sitch isn't here, so I'm going to need everybody's help. Sorry. Why do Russian girls not like small appendages? Anybody? Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm feeling pretty edgy. Why, Sax?
Because they can't tell you pulled in on that. See you later.
Yeah, I'm shaking my head too, Nicholas. Yeah. Oh, thanks. Bye, Stax. Oh, Wilborn, you're not going to... You just missed Stax again. Can you believe that? He had some pretty risky material, if I'm honest. I've kind of got a bit of a sweat on.
There's the children's present.
I'll give that back to you, yeah.
Hey, Sidgwick may not be here, but his book is...
Hey. And it's about NXT.
It's all about NXT. Still available. At shop.whatculture.com, if I'm not mistaken.
See you later, guys.
Right, thank you to Mike. Let's hear it for Michael Hanflett. One of the two original Dudley boys. Just the one match left. The main event, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking.
Whoop that trick. What? I like it.
I mean, that's what I mainly did throughout this match. I didn't make too many notes. This was awesome. Melo and Trick work so well together, don't they? They've been a phenomenal pairing. I sense probably Melo goes up to the main roster proper now after this. And Trick Williams, future champion! Of course, Tony D'Angelo now free to go to the main roster as well. They brawl through the crowd. They brawl through the crowd. Carmelo Hayes is a git, basically. He was in control for the large part. There was a discus kick from Trick that took his goddamn head off, though. Wonderful stuff. Then a ref bump, a chop block. Obviously, the history there with Melo and Trick. Chop block to Trick Williams. But Melo sends the chair in. Trick grabs it and broke it over his back. Great to see. All that energy, finally. Trick Williams finally beating up Carmelo for all that he did to him. There was a low blow in there. Come on, guys. What are we doing here? But he only got a two count from that, thankfully. Nothing but net. There was another ref bump in there, I should mention. Nothing but net gets two. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, Trick Williams hits him with the flying knee. Gets the 1, 2, 3. And Trick Williams defeats Carmelo Hayes. And he whooped that trick, basically, ladies and gentlemen. In summary, a really brilliant stand and deliver premium live event. I think we can all agree on that one. I forgot to give a golden up to Tony D and Ilya. Obviously, that gets a golden up because it frees up the family for the main roster. And does Trick Williams deserve a golden up?
Yeah!
Does Stand and Deliver deserve a platinum up?
Yeah!
And ladies and gentlemen, who's excited for WrestleMania?
Yeah!
We'll see you there a bit later on. Ladies and gentlemen, Stand and Deliver!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.